Welcome to Hour 2 of Minnesota Homebrew, a music show dedicated to the creative efforts of Minnesota singer-songwriters. Whether recorded in a professional studio or in one's basement, we play it. So put on your ears and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Twin City folk pop rock artist Paul Spring here on Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome to Hour 2. And next up, tuned by John Lyell and Leslie McKee, also members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. And let me pause there to say if you want to join or at least find out more about that wonderful organization of which I am a proud member, you can go to mnsongwriters.org, mnsongwriters.org. And that's where we get most of our music for this show from, but we're open to any Minnesota singer-songwriter and maybe even a band here or there. Here's Sunny Day off the Life As We Know It CD. Mm-hmm.
too short and there's gotta be more than the corporate violent chain. My butt is kicked, I better get through the week and I really, really need a break. The man's not looking after my welfare, so I gotta look out for my own. I don't have much to show for years of loyal service and the days that are come and gone. So I got up this morning and I'm making a call. Can't stand to throw it away. Looks like a sunny day. There may be some who would call it cheating, but I definitely don't agree. It doesn't make any sense sitting there at your desk just praying for the lottery. This life is too short, gonna live a lot more before my retirement day. I deserve it and my mental health is well worth it, so I'm taking a little escape. No one's looking out for my peace of mind, so I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna seize the day and I'll do it again, and at the fireman's just as well. Called in this morning, had to bite my tongue, cause I really felt the urge to say, look like a sunny day.
Leslie McKee. What a voice, huh? What a guitar player. Wow, we love guitars. We will do songs by piano players. If you play the spoons, we'll even play it here on Minnesota Homebrew as long as you wrote the song yourself. Still waiting for our first spoon song. Checking our Facebook page on Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, that is Facebook page. We have 115 likes and 59 friends. And we can only say, keep them coming, because we enjoy being with you every Thursday night from 7 to 9, and we replay this on our HD2 channel on Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m., and you can find that at radionorthland.org. I'd like to say hello to folks listening out there, Casey in Grand Forks, Don in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, Bob and Patty down in Hackensack. And JT, if you're listening in the garage, I don't care what anyone says about you. I like you. Now it's time for a songwriting tip from our friend, Brad Dunsey.
Hey, everybody. This is Brad with your Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. You know, one of the most asked questions I get and other writers get, too, from people that are newbie writers or people that are looking into getting into songwriting is, what do we start with first, the music or the lyrics? And to that I always say, absolutely. And they kind of look at me a little bit and smile and they think I'm kidding. And I say, no, I mean, you can start with anything you want. If you want to start with lyrics, fine. If you want to start with a drum beat, fine. If you want to start with a single chord and make a rhythm on piano or guitar, that's fine. You want to start with just a melody. It does not matter one bit. As a matter of fact, you might find that you favor starting one way over all those ways to get yourself going. It just matters is to get the song out of you. You know, one of the things that really freed me up in my early days of learning songwriting was I was in Nashville, and there was a songwriter, pro songwriter, up there speaking. And he says, you know, sometimes I just grab my guitar and, you know, lay out a chord and maybe a little melody, whatever comes to mind. And I just start oohing and aahing with vowel sounds and just gibberish. And I thought, God, you gotta be kidding me. And this is absolutely freeing. And the reason why it was is because that's exactly how I'd gone about songwriting. Only I thought it was absolutely, I thought I was doing something horribly wrong. I thought, there's no way these pro writers are sitting down doing what I'm doing. This is kind of idiotic. But come to find out, this is exactly what they've been doing. And it was so freeing for me that once I got over that hurdle, I got quit being legalistic and beating myself up and doubting, I actually became much more creative. So let's not get legalistic. Don't beat yourself up. Just get out there and do what you need to do to get that song out of you. And that's a tip for this go-around. If you'd like to ask a question on songwriting or you have a suggestion for a tip, email me at lists@braddunzeemusic.com. And until then, get out there and write from the heart.
That's spelled D-U-N-S-E. braddunzee.com, lists@braddunzee.com. And Brad wanted us to remind you of a very, very cool website for songwriters titled musesmuse.com. And it's run by a lady named Jody Kringle. I'm sorry, Jody. And she has all kinds of things going on that website, including raffles every month. She's giving away many things, including a very important tool for songwriters called the Rhyme Genie. All you have to do to sign up for it is to sign up for her free monthly songwriting e-zine that's run for decades now with tips, articles, and resources on songwriting. And then email Jody at editor@musesmuse.com and tell her what you want to win. It's almost like making a Christmas list as a kid. Little surprise whether you'll get your gift eventually or not. Jody is a stand-up lady with no spam. Brad says he's not sure what she keeps in her fridge, but she doesn't seem to like or seem like the canned meat eater to him. But she won't send you any unwanted email is what he means. Just the e-zine. She really, really cares about songwriters and helping. You can't go wrong by going on to musesmuse.com and signing up for their email e-zine. Do that. Up next, Bill Pekarsky from International Falls.
My college education, graduated with honors and degrees. Mom and Dad threw me a party. The relatives showed up just for me. Got hired by a firm out in Chicago. I wasn't there long till they let me go. All because of that white powder. My whole future went up my nose. Oh, tell me, how do I tell them? They all think I'm doing fine. I send pictures of everything that isn't mine. They think I have hit the big time.
One rainy day I received a letter. Mom and Dad fell on hard times. They exhausted all their options. At that point I started to cry. I made a phone call and I told them, my money's invested at this time. I said I'll do what I can to help you. They don't know I ain't got a dime. Oh, tell me how do I tell them? They all think I'm doing fine. Once in a while I send pictures of everything that isn't mine. They think I have hit the big time. Oh, I don't have one thing, so no. Tell me how do I tell them? Tell me how do I go go.
his career has spanned 50 years, going back to the 60s teen bands in the Twin Cities. He was a member of the Gestures, Dale Menton, Slick Music. Up next, a lady named Barbara Jean, who calls Lake Superior's North Shore her home. Barbara plays banjo, viola, and violin while singing her way through the center of heartache and change into the bright light of new beginnings. She has shared the stage with such luminaries as Trampled by Turtles, The Pines, Jonathan Edwards, Lowe, Martha, Scanlon, Meg Hutchinson, Ellen Jewell, and more. And I have to admit, I don't know a few of those people, but I'm an old guy too, like Dale Menton. Her CD, The Great Escape, shines with softness, subtlety, and richness. Here's a song from that CD titled The River on Minnesota Homebrew.
Coming back round. It's my own damn fault. I fell in love with the wind. I'm tired and broken, coming back to begin. Without you I crumble.
Without you I crumble.
Without you I fall.
Without you I fall.
And when you harm me,
alternative soul music from the heart for the heart. That's Nick Mozinski, best known for his recent run on The Voice, one of CeeLo's proteges. Nick is a vibrant, dynamic, and multi-talented singer-songwriter, pianist from St. Paul, Minnesota. And for more than a decade, he's been making music that has been connecting with people all around the world on a deeply human level. Nick Mrozinski. Well, it's the bottom of the hour. That means I have my guitar. And sitting next to me is my little buddy, Spunky. How you doing, Spunky? Spunky is starting to get a little gray because he used to be our band mascot back in 74 and 75 when I performed with a group called Spunk. We were the house band downstairs at the Dell's house. I didn't say Dallas house, which a lot of people in the Twin City area do, but it's Dell's house in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, and it's still there with a nice dining room, good food, and the bar is kind of, how do I say it? It's kind of turned into like a biker bar kind of thing when back then it was really for the suave and debonair of the valley. And lots of wonderful memories. Used to have a piano bar upstairs and the jazz music up there. Oh my, how the times have changed. But Spunky sat on top of Don Karski's bass drum, and the other two members in the group were Don Cords on guitar and Bruce Bjork on guitar. What a lucky man I was to be able to play with two fantastic guitar players who complemented each other so well. And then, of course, the masterful drumming and guidance of my friend Don Karski. And Spunky sat in front of the drum, on top of the drum, and he had a timer on him, which would tell us when it was time to come back from break. Because, you know, musicians are notorious for taking 25, 30, 35, 40-minute breaks. And when they do that, the crowd clears out, and that doesn't help anyone. So we took a scientific approach, and I think it worked rather well. So I got Spunky sitting next to me here and my guitar, and I feel a little crazy. So let's do a song. That tells all about the secret of maintaining a good relationship with your loved one. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, we'd get along most famously, and I wouldn't ever get into trouble if I forgot to shave and I had a little stubble. And when we'd order pizza, we'd never grapple. You'd try my sausage, and I your pineapple. We'd just pile on the toppings and pop it in the oven. Clear off the table and have some love. And if I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have some intimacy. Well, we wouldn't know the sex, the kisses and hugs, to getting our rest or enhancement drugs. We'd readily say when it comes to affection, the secret's clearly in the disconnection. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have some intimacy. Yeah, we could. We're free to breed like rabbits, so says Dr. Freud. Sexual insecurity is finally null and void. So if I run through the streets in my Speedo, I'm innocent. Arrest my libido, so stay with me now. Perfectly unmatched, we'll live in bliss with our hearts detached. And don't have a hissy fit or throw in the towel. I'm just friends with that blow-up doll. If I didn't know you and you didn't know me, baby, we could have some intimacy. Some intimacy. Yeah, some intimacy. Some intimacy. Oh, even Spunky likes that song. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, gotta wait for him to clap his cymbals here. He's such a ham. Up next, our friend Bob Muscovitz with a tune called There Is a Train. And we have another train song right after that.
There's a train coming down the tracks, heading into town. You can see the smoke from miles away and feel that rumble sound. The kids all dream to hop aboard to find out where it goes. It doesn't matter east or west, where the whistle blows. It rolls into the station, takes on water, coal and mail. Conductor shouts, all aboard, it's time to hit the rail. There's a train getting out of town, lantern lights the way. The boxcar doors are open, giving hobos a place to stay. They dream to find a better life, where their tracks may end. It rattles, clatters through the night, the whistle blows and then it rolls into the station, takes on water, coal and mail. Conductor shouts, all aboard, it's time to hit the rail. Iron horses from the past, icons of the rail. Wooden cars and red caboose, bringing up the tale. Memories of yesteryear, my grandpa told me so. He recalls the rumble and that lonesome whistle blow. It rolls into the station, takes on water, coal and mail. Conductor shouts, all aboard, it's time to hit the rail. You can see the engineer and a person tending coal. The steam and smoke and power from this real dynamo. He looks just like a wildfire across the prairie, sea to sea. Climbing mountains, over bridges, and the past that lives in me. It rolls into the station, takes on water, coal and mail. Conductor shouts, all aboard, it's time to hit the rail. There's a train coming down the tracks, heading into town. There's a train coming down the tracks, feel that rumble sound.
Baby, please.
Alice and Scott with The Trains, and before that our good buddy Bob Muscovitz, writer par excellence, with his tune called There Is a Train. And you know, I'm gathering train songs, and one of these days I'm going to be able to do at least a whole hour of train songs. And you know, it's such a foreign subject to me, really, even though we have about probably 50 of them that go through our town here in Thief River Falls every day. Trains. I, for the most part, have never ridden a train, in spite of being a sextagenarian, unless you count the Long Island Expressway that runs from Grand Central Station out to Flushing. So I don't think I could write a train song. It would be disingenuous of me. Unless it was one about how much I hate the trains blocking traffic in our town. That's going to be my train song. Okay, well, up next, a new group to the Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show called Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade. The band began simply as a group of friends in 2010 and has performed extensively at festivals and venues around the state of Minnesota. Their first EP, and for you who don't know what EP is, it's an extended play, meaning, you know, five or six songs short of a CD. Whiskey with Goliath was written in the Sierra Nevada after Laidlaw received a grant from the Jerome Foundation to spend several months traveling through the ghost towns of California's gold country. Brian is on the songwriting faculty at McNally Smith College of Music in St. Paul. Here's Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade with Drugstore Hucksters.
Sell me your red bandana, I'm gonna take it on the chin again. I've been shipping my love to Montana, through Iowa and Michigan. And it looks like I have two shiners in my aviator shades. I'm meditating gas station diners in the Badlands and Everglades. But here come the midnight truckers, here come the drugstore hucksters, here come the late night lovers, and they got an offer for you. Here come the late night tricksters, here come the neon fixtures, they wanna put you in pictures, and it sounds coffee that's watered down, the bald eagle governor's jacket in your quiet border town. And I could have been called a maverick if I hadn't have been so shy, but I could still cause some havoc before the day I die. 'Cause I got the gift of foresight, a parcel to deliver. It's a song that lasts a fortnight. It's the Mississippi River. It's the world's most precious cargo, the West's immortal valley, all of the snow in Fargo, all of the sun in Cali. It's the moon's escape that holds the geyser, a lip balm that makes you thinner, a cocktail that makes you wiser, a ticket that makes you a winner. And here come the midnight truckers, here come the drugstore hucksters, here come the late night lovers, and they got an offer for you. And here come the late night tricksters, here come the neon fixtures, they wanna put you in pictures, and it sounds too good to be true, to be true.
Bemidji, blues singer Sonny Johnson here on Minnesota Homebrew.
Woke up this morning, what did I see? An empty pillow and a fuzzy TV. Some people try to be so cool. Me, all I really need is you, yeah, yeah. You people act like you own the place. Wipe the stupid little look off your face. You push me down, it makes you feel so good. But now you're losing like I knew you would. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I am. Who I am. Time goes by and honey, there you stay. Your boring life drags on day after day. You sit there in your lonely chair, waiting for someone to show they care. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I. You think you know me like the back of your hand. You think you know exactly who I am. Who I am.
I want to thank you for stopping by another edition of Minnesota Homebrew. As simple as it sounds, if there were no songwriters, there'd be no music. Good night, and we'll join you again next Thursday. And we're leaving you tonight with Mitchell Johnson's song, Payday.
Show her face.
Maybe the sun will show her face.
go my way. I'm loving every day. Such a blur.
The city life is such a blur.
It's in the country where I learned all about the birds, the bees, and how to call a man by sir. It's hard to grow without your roots is what I you miserable.